Chapter 9. Adapting to Change. While procurement changes were evolving in the federal government and military, NIB transitioned into a more customer-facing organization. For more than 50 years, NIB's headquarters were located in the New York metropolitan area. In 1994, the NIB Board of Directors decided to relocate NIB's headquarters to Alexandria, Virginia, in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., for closer proximity to federal elected representatives and customers. By the following year, NIB sold its main facility in Wayne, New Jersey, and NIB's new president, Judy Moore, consolidated the operations of the Wayne and Alexandria offices. With the relocation, she also saw an opportunity to evaluate staff resources and recruit new staff with different skill sets to support associated agencies. Moore fostered an enormous culture change, which resulted in a more customer-facing organization with more marketing staff and an aggressive marketing program. NIB staff regularly participated in government seminars to educate and remind customers about the Javits-Wagner-O'Day program. A new look. At the same time, NIB worked closely with its associated agencies to modernize product packaging. Many associated agencies had already transitioned from plain brown boxes with national stock numbers indicated on the side to four-color, attractively designed packaging, but a consistent, unified look for Skillcraft products was lacking. Realizing that a key component to the success of any product line is its visual identity, NIB retained a designer to modernize the Skillcraft logo and develop that consistent look for the Skillcraft family of products as a means of creating brand name recognition with government customers. With more than 2,000 products for the federal market in diverse product lines, including writing instruments, office supplies, paper products, cleaning supplies, household items, chemicals, and military apparel and supplies manufactured in NIB-associated agencies, NIB faced the challenge of unifying the Skillcraft look. By 1996, design work was completed on 150 writing instrument boxes. And although quality and manufacturing procedures at each NIB-associated agency differed, presenting some challenges in developing the uniform look, for the first time, packaging for writing instruments boasted a consistent brand identity. At the same time, new packaging was introduced for the entire military resale line, which involved approximately 190 different packages. Within the next few years, NIB expanded design support to associated agencies to create a fresh look for the entire line of Skillcraft products. The effort continues even today to ensure that Skillcraft product packaging stays current and appealing to customers. In addition, NIB took the lead in unifying promotional pieces such as product catalogs, posters, merchandising cards, and sell sheets. Brand awareness. With a unified look on hundreds of Skillcraft products in the federal marketplace, in 2000, NIB undertook a market research study of the Skillcraft brand. A research company surveyed 200 government customers who had credit cards approved for government purchasing. The objectives of the study were to measure respondents' familiarity with Skillcraft and JWOD, to establish the importance of various attributes in purchase decisions, and to determine how many years respondents had been making purchase decisions. Survey respondents were broadly distributed among branches of the government at varying levels of annual purchasing. The results were positive and enlightening. Skillcraft brand awareness was high, with 83% of respondents familiar or very familiar with Skillcraft, as opposed to JWOD at 24%. In addition, Skillcraft attributes were positive and appropriate, with 78% of the sample identifying Skillcraft as being a brand for pens, pencils, office supplies, and paper, and quality, value, and convenience of ordering rated the highest when respondents were asked to rate importance of attributes in the purchase decision-making process. Of all these brand attributes, quote-unquote quality was the highest-ranking attribute associated with Skillcraft, with quote-unquote value coming in second. Program branding. As NIB continued to strengthen the Skillcraft brand for associated agencies, It also worked with the Committee for Purchase from People Who Are Blind or Severely Disabled and NISH to adopt a program-wide brand. In 2007, the result was a change in the name of the JWOD program, now called the Ability One program. The three organizations saw it as an opportunity, working in partnership with associated agencies, to grow Ability One into a recognizable brand to achieve employment goals. The committee, now operating as the U.S. Ability One Commission, NISH, now Source America, and NIB, developed common language. The Ability One program creates employment opportunities for people who are blind or have other severe disabilities to fulfill their potential while delivering a wide array of solutions to the federal government. Thereafter, the Ability One brand would be leveraged to influence purchasing behaviors, to capture JWOD brand equity, and to enhance and grow Ability One brand awareness. Public policy, marketing, communications, operations, and packaging opportunities were effectively used to leverage the new program name. Continuous improvement processes. Meanwhile, more and more businesses were requiring their suppliers to demonstrate higher standards, and quality control programs proliferated as businesses globalized. This led to the realization that international quality assurance standards were needed, and the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, responded by publishing the ISO 9000 series standards. Over time, competitive pressures led to businesses adopting ISO 9000, and soon thereafter, government entities such as the Department of Defense started to encourage their vendors to become ISO 9000 certified. Industries for the Blind, IB, in Milwaukee was the first NIB-associated agency, as well as the first nonprofit organization in the United States, to achieve ISO certification in 1998. IB spread the word among NIB-associated agencies about the benefits of this process, citing customer satisfaction, customer loyalty, improved productivity, and better products from continuous improvement processes. ISO certification also fostered an understanding within the company that quality is every employee's responsibility. NIB received its certification in 2004 and undergoes an extensive recertification process every 3 years. To foster adoption of ISO certification by NIB-associated agencies, NIB provides financial assistance through its Contractor Compliance Grant. Today, 67% of NIB-associated agencies participating in the Ability One program have achieved ISO 9000 registration. Many of them have claimed it has transformed their organization from a reactive mode into a proactive organization, one with which people want to do business.